Now we're going to look at the second reading, which is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. How many people, when they hear 1 Corinthians 15, know what it's going to be about? Stop and think for a minute. Probably you know more than you think you do. Well, I'll start it for you when I get there now. He's writing to the Corinthians, who have decided that they're so spiritual that we don't have to worry about this sort of resurrection. We don't need the body anymore. Why do you think God gave you a body? To just throw it away when you die? No. It's an intrinsic part of you, or to use the Pope's terminology, of your subjectivity. The very depth of your being, which is physical as well as spiritual, you see, animates this body. And so, it wouldn't be right if after making us with bodies, having us conceived and carried in our mother's womb with bodies, having allowed us to worship Him, pray to Him, help the poor with our bodies, to just say that we don't need Him anymore. Because being a body, is intrinsic to humanity. And we will rise, not just our spirits. And that's why, as I pointed out, the Eucharist is so important. Because the Eucharist plants in us the seed of physical immortality. And so, that's what... Now, the part that we have is the last part. And we're going to read that, of course. But the text... starts off, you see, this is chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, starting with verse 35. It's a long chapter. But someone may say, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come back? Now, this was an argument already among the Pharisees and Sadducees. Huh? The Pharisees read that there is a resurrection from the body, from the Old Testament, like Daniel and places. And so, okay, now... So he starts off there, and then you fool? What you sow is not brought to life unless it dies. Seeds, you see? And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel. He's trying to give an example which the Pharisee, this is seed. You throw it in the ground, it doesn't stay a seed, it's transformed into a plant. Your body goes into the ground. It doesn't just stay a body. It comes alive again and radiant and glorious and the very dwelling place of God for all eternity. That's the resurrection. Now do you see what care we have to take of our bodies? Don't stuff them with food. Don't stuff them with alcohol. Don't find your sexual pleasure anywhere, anytime, either through the TV or with contact, marry someone and use your body to express love and affection and life. And through that union comes new life, new physical, human, eternal life. It's typical of a very sensuous and profligate culture that it doesn't take the body seriously. It's only when you know where you're going with this body that you are careful to be chaste in the way you act with your body, but also with your eyes, your ears, you know, to be chaste. Because this body has an eternal destiny. And that's what he's saying here. The text actually starts, the one we read, in verse 54. And when this which is corruptible clothes itself with incorruptibility, and this which is mortal clothes itself with immortality, then the word that is written shall come about. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death is not the last word, you know. I remember, I may have told you this before, one of the boys in the community here, they were in their car, three of them, and some guys in an RSV ran through the light and hit them. And one was killed. The other two were hurt, but they're okay now. And one was killed. When we buried him, and we were lowering him into the ground, and all his, he was a high school boy, I think, maybe early college. All his friends were all around the graveyard as we lowered the casket. And I just knew I was supposed to say, "Thank you, Earth, for giving this boy a home. But I'm promising you, he's not going to stay there. The day will come when he will rise from you. Thank you for your hospitality and go to heaven with this body." It just came out, you know, I just saw how clear God's plan was, you see. And so we have this text, "Death is swallowed up in victory." And then from there, it goes on to talk about this reality, see? The sting of death is sin. If we were to die, you see, Our Lady didn't die. She just fell asleep and then was taken body and soul up to heaven. That's why it's called the dormition, the sleeping of Our Lady. You see, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, that part is, that's all there is to our reading today. But it's trying to encapsulate for us on this day when we're celebrating the Assumption of Mary. She is the first, well, really, the first, under Christ, the first fruits. Jesus is the first fruits of rising from the dead. And Mary imitates him. And she has a beautiful, resurrected body that is transformed by the direct, unmitigated presence of the divinity to her in her body and soul. And that's what we're called to. And that's why this day is such a meditation on God's plan for humanity. That's where we're going. And so Mary is there to say, "You see, look at me. Look what the Father has done for me. This is what he's going to do for you. You will rise. You will be glorious for all eternity. And so, my children," she says, "be careful. Be careful. Don't indulge the body. Don't abuse the body. And certainly keep your spirit in touch, living, transforming touch with the Trinity who dwells in you. Never lose that. Because that is the seed of immortality. Now we have to wait a while, but the day will come and we will be, you know, and our friends, we'll see them all." St. Thomas says, you know, "Is friendship necessary in heaven?" And he said, "You have to distinguish between, is it necessary to be or to be better?" No. The heart of heaven is this penetration, this dwelling, this of the Blessed Trinity himself in the depth of our spirit, permeating our whole being, body and soul. But so it's not better that way, but it's better in this sense. There's more of you to rejoice. And your friends are there. And so, I used to have, when I'm doing this with my students, I don't know why it slips my mind right now, but it's, you understand? You can't be any happier than you are when your spirit sees God. But there can be more of you to be happy. And that's what the resurrection of the dead is. That's why he says here, you see, "Who gives thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved," and this is not in the our text, "be firm, steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. He remembers." Can you imagine that? He remembers. He will say to you, "Do you remember but it was so hard to forgive that person, and you did. I remember. Or when you didn't have a lot of money, but there was a poor man standing right there, and he was poor, so you split it with him. That was me you split it with. And I remember. Come into the joy of your Lord with your body. Isn't that beautiful? And this is why the Lord rose from the dead and let it be known to the whole world. And now we celebrate this rising from the dead, or the assumption, really, of Our Lady, body and soul, into heaven. It is so precious. And shows you where we're going and where the church is going. See, it says, if you remember, in the letter to the Philippians, you see, He will transform our body to be conformed to the body of His glory. Now, I'm going to try to find that for you. It's in chapter 3. Well, if I can't, just believe me, you can find it yourself later. It's where he says, you see, my citizenship is in heaven. And he will transform our lowly body to be conformed to the body of his glory forever. Some people say, you look just like Jesus. Of course, it's his life that's keeping me alive for all eternity. This is why we have the Feast of the Assumption. So the Father can say, you see, this is what I have in store for you. Yes, my Son, join to me, you know, infinitely, you know, is infinitely inseparable. But also, Mary, this is what you're going to look like. So rejoice, take courage, don't be afraid, and tell as many people as you can what this is all about. Look forward, you see, to being with me, body and soul, forever. And that's the message of this very short text. And the gospel is even shorter, as we're going to see, of resurrection or assumption. From the first, she stopped breathing, I guess you could say that. But she didn't stop. She didn't stop breathing either, I guess. That's a good question. Do we need oxygen in heaven? I guess we do. I don't know whether we do or not. It's a transformed body. We don't need food. But anyway, Our Lady is full of glory. And she's saying, listen to me. Do what I inspire you to do so that we can be together as friends forever.